Wrapping up Catholic Schools Week here, and let's get the grand poobah on the chief executive officer, the Jackson Catholic Schools, Tim DeWitt, joins us. Good morning, Tim.
And good morning to you, Greg.
Good week.
Yeah, it actually, you know, in the midst of this, what we call this unusual year in this time of COVID and so forth, it's been an extraordinary week. We've had lots of activities. We've had lots of fun within our schools. And I could also say, you know, some pretty good outreach into the community as well. So we've had a lot of fun. I will say I was a little surprised the other day where it was a dress down day for the students at Lumen Christi, and I walked in and they're all in pajamas. And in my 40-some years of career of working, so that's a first in my life.
Yeah.
So.
I talked to Liz Hartley yesterday, and she said you have some great plans and ideas, but it's hard to plan anything during this, right?
It is. However, there are some things that you can start to move forward with. So I'm not sure if Liz got into a lot of detail, but what I'm thinking about is really good disciplined enrollment management types of programs. Enrollment is something you don't think about just a couple weeks or a couple months out of the year. It's something we need to think about and execute, as I say, 12 months out of the year. So we're developing those types of plans. We're thinking a little bit more about how we strategically market. And also about how do we talk to people? How do we talk to those, you know, engaged, you know, in our community? We know that there are those families that might feel a little abandoned or a little chippy, as I would say, with the church. How can we engage them and bring them back into the conversation? So I have a couple of things that I want to do, a couple strategies that I'm thinking about. And it doesn't stop us from at least starting that type of work. So yeah.
Yeah, Tim, as you know, probably one of the toughest issues is just getting in front of somebody.
It's very difficult, but I think, you know, the hard work that we'll do with our pastors, identifying those families, and sometimes it's just making a call. I don't want to send a text. I don't want to send an email. But I just want to make a call and invite them into a conversation. And in a COVID world, if we have to do a Zoom, I'll do a Zoom, although I'm getting kind of Zoomed out.
Yeah.
But if we can bring them into the school or bring them into a safe environment, and you know, Greg, even if the answer is that they don't want, you know, to migrate back to the Catholic school system, if we just ask the question and get answers of why, there's something to learn there. There's a behavior there that may be on our side that we need to change. We need to adjust in some way. But we don't know until we start asking those good questions.
Yeah, in fact, talking to Jesse Brown earlier this week, he had an amazing stat that 95% of your junior high kids participated in athletics. That was a pretty amazing number. And, of course, we know like 99.9% of your graduates end up off to college.
They do. You know, we have great statistics, you know, a great graduation rate. We are, you know, the lion's share of that are going off to college. We're also fortunate, I think it's important to mention that some of our young men and women also choose, you know, to use the armed services as well, which is an extremely dedicated, avenue to pursue. We're also, you know, pretty comfortable or let me try that again. We acknowledge that, you know, our ACT scores, you know, are about 22 on average, and we're about, you know, 2 points ahead of kind of the overall Jackson County average. And, you know, and what that really represents, those two additional points on that scoring model really reflects about two additional years of educational experience. So, and coming from the college ranks, from Albion College, those two additional points, they mean an awful lot in terms of how you integrate and how you and what you're standing within an institution is. So things of that nature. But more importantly, I think Jesse hit a good point, and that is the more engaged we have our students in activities, whether they're in a sports activity or they're in the theater, whether they're in the choral or the band, the more activity that they're involved in, the more engaged that they are, the more that they feel welcome, you know, into our school system. So, and to be quite honest, statistics bear out that they are more successful at our schools and more successful in life as they go forward.
Tim, it sounds like you really hit the ground running.
Yeah, I did. There's an expression I use. It's probably getting old people hearing me say this, but I really thought that I could come to this job and maybe have a honeymoon period. I found out my honeymoon period lasted for about 2 days.
Yeah.
And then I thought, well, maybe I'll just kind of ease into it. There's an old expression that, you know, yeah, maybe I'll just take a small drink of water each day. Well, unfortunately, they turned the fire hose on me, and so we're drinking pretty hard. But I can tell you, Greg, I can't think of a day that I haven't loved going to work every day. There's always something new, something different. And for somebody my age, to be learning again, to refreshing the brain cells is terrific. And without question, I am surrounded by some of the best people you can imagine, our principals, our families, our students, our teachers. It is really just a wonderful place to be. I just couldn't be more happy.
Sounds like radio. There's never 2 days are the same.
No, boy, isn't that the truth? In fact, I got the call this morning and about we're having a snow day, and I looked at my wife and I says, you know, it's been about 40 years since I've had a snow day, so this we're going to mark this on the calendar. It's pretty funny.
Go. Hey, Tim, thanks for stopping by. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, and Greg, all the work you do, thank you so much.
Take care.
All
Tim
right,
DeWitt, who is the head of the Jackson Catholic School System.